She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
On Naturally Savvy Radio and NaturallySavvy.com, we love to talk about current events with food and chemicals. We get very excited when we see things starting to change in the mainstream. So we've got the wonderful Leah Segedy back on the show, and she's going to help us talk about all this exciting news. All right. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Andrea and Lisa. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you are one of my favorite segments, Lisa. Leah, I can't wait to talk about what's going on. There is so much going on. Leah, Lisa, I've got a lot of L's in my life. All right, let's get to it, Leah. It is always a very fast-paced show when you are on, and I love it. So tell us, what's been happening lately? We know that we heard that Grape Nuts is now non-GMO verified and following the suit of Cheerios. Tell us what's going on.
Yes. So now, right now, what we have is we had Cheerios that came out as GMO-free, and then Grape Nuts happened just like a couple weeks later. So it's like you start to see the domino pieces falling, right? The big food companies. So we have two that are coming down. General Mills has one that's Cheerios, and now Post with Grape Nuts. And so Post went even further than Cheerios. So they're now GMO verified, so non-GMO verified. So that means they have a third party that's actually going to be able to verify that everything that's in their product is GMO free. And what they ended up taking out was like a lot of vitamins and riboflavin and those kind of things. And it's going to be very interesting. It's interesting to see how the public reacts to the fact that the vitamins that are in the cereals are part of what is containing genetically modified ingredients. Very interesting.
That's a great point. I love that you say that, because I didn't realize that there was the vitamins that's what they took out. That was what I was going to ask you, is what did they actually take out to make it non-GMO? So really, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it was the vitamins. It was riboflavin. It was vitamin A. I believe it was vitamin B12 and then one other vitamin. And so that's one of the things that they removed to make it GMO verified. And that's, if you look, there's sources online. I'm trying to remember off my head, but there's over 100 ingredients that are hidden GMO ingredients, and the vast majority of those ingredients are things you would never think of, like vitamins and minerals, and, you know, of course, stuff like maltodextrin or catchphrases
citric
that have
acid.
Been used in the food industry that are actually genetically modified.
Yeah, that's great. And even things like citric acid, which is most people don't even realize, or vinegar, which people don't realize are GMO. So that is really great news. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios, because I heard now that, you know, organizations aren't happy that it's just going to be one or two SKUs of Cheerios, but now they're going to go for the whole line. What's going on there?
So the Cheerios thing happened with GMO Insight, and GMO Insight is with Green America, and most people know Green America. They are fantastic. They certify businesses green. They have a part of their organization called GMO Insight, and that was created right after the California Initiative Law. And that idea behind that was, okay, brands, you're not going to label yourselves, we're going to label you. And so that's kind of like how GMO Insight started. And they first came out with Cheerios, and they petitioned Cheerios and asked them to take, you know, the GMOs out of their cereal. Well, what ended up happening is they took them out, like, you know, like a month ago or a couple weeks ago. And then the movement said, wait a minute, this is not right, because you're just taking it out of the original. What about Honey Nut Cheerios? What about multigrain Cheerios? What about this other line? You're being disingenuous. And so GMO Insight is now asking them to pull the GMOs out of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, I think that's great, because I think it's making them accountable. It kind of reminds me of Kraft, when Kraft came out and said, they're going to reformulate two SKUs or three SKUs, but the original one was still going to contain the GMOs or the food coloring in that case. So I love the fact that GMO Insight is going to these companies and holding them accountable to say, you know, don't just start with one. Why don't you extend it to everything? Because I'll tell you, Leah, and as you know, and as we talk a lot about it, Naturally Savvy, people already have a hard time reading labels. So when it comes, people hear something like, oh, now this is going to be GMO free, they automatically assume that it's extending to the entire line, when in fact it's only one or two SKUs. So I think that it's great, and I give kudos to GMO Insight for actually taking this action and making them go further and actually having them, you know, have other SKUs that are GMO free as well. So I think that's amazing.
You know, GMO Insights is great, because it's one of the heroes of the movement. The people involved in that are some of the heroes of the movement, and they're going to keep pushing no matter what. And it's going to be really interesting, because right now people are looking at Kellogg's, and they're thinking, what's Kellogg's going to do, you know? And so what's happening right now is all the big food brands are watching Grape Nuts. They're watching Cheerios like a hawk. And what they're looking for is, if Grape Nuts and Cheerios ends up becoming more of a market leader because of this, if people go and purchase it more, then that is what's going to create the change. Because as long as we provide a way for those brands to make money, if they see the money, they're going to jump all over it. So it's now it's up to the consumers. It's now up to the consumers to go buy it and see if they want GMO-free or not.
That's interesting. I had a meeting. I think I had told you in the past, I had a meeting with Kellogg's, and I've met with the VP of marketing, and we were trying to get them to even create a line of Scary 7 free products. And what their big focus is on cashew. So I really would like to see what happens with Kellogg's. And I know we haven't stopped talking to them either. So I'm hoping that they follow suit. And if for sure, when it comes to anything, the bottom line, it all comes down to profit, right? And what they're going to use and the ingredients they're going to use. And I think that when it comes to the Cheerios, I mean, if anyone saw the Cheerios Facebook page last fall, it was actually kind of comical because they were completely taken over by the anti-GMO activists. So I would go there and I would show
edgewise.
Not even a word, and they would post anything, and then right away they'd be like, they would be like attacked by all the anti-GMO people. So I think that, you know, it's great that these companies are listening. And you know what, with social media, I mean, Leah, you are the queen of social media. When it comes to social media, I mean, it is really important that companies listen, don't you think?
Absolutely. No, and they have to listen. I mean, because the thing is now we have social media, which is a two-way in engagement. It used to be just the TV told us what to do and what to think and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But now with social media, we're telling them what we think about what they're telling us, you know, and that's the great thing because it really, really empowers the average person. And the average person wants better food, wants better health, wants all these things. We now have a voice, which is fantastic.
I love it. All right, so we have a little bit under 2.5 minutes left. Let's move to the next topic, M&Ms. So there was an actual petition that was started by a woman. Tell us a little bit about it, about what happened, what she started, what she was asking, and where they're at.
Okay, well, they're at about, 150,000 signatures right now. And she's basically asking M&Ms to take artificial dyes out of their product. And her argument is basically like, hey, look, why do we have it in our products when you don't have it open in Europe? Because we got M&Ms over in Europe, and they don't have artificial food dyes. They use natural dyes over there. And so why are we having to eat something that's basically, you know, harming our children, harming everybody, causing cancer? You know, because we know that artificial food dyes are linked to all kinds of nastiness, like, you know, lower test scores for moms. You know, moms really have to worry about lower test scores, hyperactivity, ADHD, and then cancer. Hello. Why are we eating that? I mean, it'd be not easy for the food brands to do, but they already have a lot of the same product in Europe. All they need to just reformulate and do it exactly how they do it in Europe. I think Americans would really, 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 really appreciate that. And M&Ms came out and said, we're considering it, which I think is actually a big deal. People think, whatever. But, you know, for them to actually say, be open to it, and they're watching and listening, that's kind of like, okay, they're already opened the door. I have a feeling this is going to happen. It's just a matter of how long it takes.
I think that's amazing. You know, when we wrote Unjunk Your Junk Food, we looked at M&Ms, and they're in our book. And when I do public speaking, I have a great slide that shows M&Ms in Canada versus M&Ms in the U.S. And in Canada, on the label, all it says is color. But if you look at M&Ms on the U.S. label, it has 10 different types of artificial colors. 10! I mean, it's beyond crazy. So what I say to people is, and if you live in Canada, you wouldn't even know that. So I think it's amazing what she's doing. They absolutely should take out the 10 different types of coloring. Use natural colors. There's no reason they couldn't. Nestle, there's a product in Canada called Smarties. Nestle's converted to a natural coloring here. I think it was about a year or two ago. There's no reasons why M&Ms couldn't do it as well. So I think that's amazing. And it's amazing that they're finally listening to the consumer demand because of people because of social media, like you were saying, Leah. So kudos.
Right.
Love
and then,
our
you know,
segment.
The next natural step is for the FDA to take artificial food dyes off the gross list, you know, to make
yes,
it so
amen.
That they're no longer safe. And that's probably going to happen within the next 5 to 10 years. It's just a matter of us continue to push the issue and continue to educate consumers because that's how it happens. The FDA kind of has a knee-jerk reaction to these things.
Yeah, they will. And you know what? They came on board with trans fats. Let's hold off. We're going to continue on the next segment. My name is Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.